FM. www.coopradio.org. This is Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 102.7 FM. You're listening to Stark Raven. We take a closer look at prisons and criminalization around the world. My name's Tiffany, and I'm going to be your host for this evening. Coming up on Stark Raven, we bring you highlights from Vancouver's Prison Justice Day rally, and we'll also be featuring music by Billy Bragg tonight because we have free tickets to give away for his upcoming concert in Vancouver. So stay tuned. A quiet and attentive crowd gathered around the Claire Culhane Memorial Bench last Thursday. This bench is in Trout Lake Park, and it's placed there to honor the memory of one of Canada's most cherished prisoner rights activists. Prisoners, activists, and passers-by stopped by to listen to the many stories told by the speakers that evening. They were there to remember the more than 1,000 prisoners that have died inside Canadian prisons. Phyllis Iverson of the Vancouver Prison Justice Day Committee started the evening off by telling the story of how Prison Justice Day began.
1974 is when Eddie Nalon died in solitary confinement in Mill Haven Prison. And Eddie was a lifer, and he had been on a working unit in the prison. He wanted to transfer to a non-working unit. And one of the guards had told him the only way he could get his transfer was to sign a refusal to work. And in prison, it's illegal to not work. So when he signed off on that paper, they put him into solitary confinement. And as a lifer, he knew that, you know, under punitive segregation, he would do 30 days in the hole. And he did his 30 days and was expecting to be released from the hole. He had gone before the Segregation Review Board. The Review Board had decided to release him back into general population, but nobody told him. And on August the 9th, when he wasn't let out of the hole, he slashed in protest. And Mill Haven was a relatively new prison at the time. They had put in emergency call buttons in every one of those seg cells so that if there was a problem, the prisoner could push the button and alert the guards. He pushed his button and no guards came. Other prisoners pressed their buttons, no guards came, and Eddie ended up bleeding to death in that cell. On the first anniversary of his death, prisoners at Millhaven went on one-day fast because the recommendations that had been made at the coroner's inquest had not been carried out, such as the repair of those buttons, repair of the time clocks, and maybe about 6 months after that, another prisoner died in solitary in those same cells. His name was Bobby Landers, and he had been transferred to Millhaven and put into solitary confinement. Unlike Eddie, who had been in there for punitive segregation, Bobby Landers was in solitary for administrative segregation. He had been at Archambault and was on the inmate committee and had been struggling there for better conditions in that prison. He was transferred to Millhaven, put in the hole, and he started getting chest pains. He pushed this button, put in requests to see the nurse, and nobody came down to see him. He died of heart complications, and so on August 10th, 1976, prisoners at Millhaven put out a call for prisoners across the country to go on a one-day fast and work stoppage to draw attention to conditions inside Canadian prisons and also to remember the men and women who have died inside. So this is, I guess that was like 30 years ago when the first rally was held right across the country, National Prison Justice Day. And so today we're here on the site of the Claire Culhane Memorial Bench, and Claire was one of the organizers of the first Community Prison Justice Day out at BC Penn in 1976. This is the banner that was at that rally, and there's been an outside event every year. In Canada, well, I guess for the last recorded year, 181 prisoners died in Canadian prisons, and that's in the adult prison system. I don't know how many youth have died because they don't report those numbers. But so even though it's been 30 years and there's been a lot of gains made in the prisoners' rights movement, there's still a long way to go. There's a lot of issues. And so today we're going to have very many people coming up to speak of those issues.
That was Phyllis Iverson of the Vancouver Prison Justice Day Committee. Brenda is a former prisoner who now works with Strength in Sisterhood. It's a group that advocates for women in prison, and she was one of the other speakers at Thursday's rally.
He had been on a working
when I was in Kingston, I was there for 18 years altogether on the last bit. We had so many women that came in, and they were, you know, yeah, they were shit disturbers, but so what? They, you know, they were good people. And I sat and watched as actually 9 of them died in total. Not from anybody else's hand except the CSC. And I hold the CSC